Even if you have insurance, trying to access health care can be a frustrating experience. Getting appointments can take weeks or months, let alone a proper diagnosis or treatment. But a company that recently expanded to Maine aims to make accessing optimal health care easy by using the power of data. Patty White has more.
The company is called Grand Rounds, and Medical Director of Personnel Gus Crothers says it was born out of a harrowing health experience of one of its founders. When Rusty Hoffman's son was 8, he got very sick. Doctors struggled to figure out what was wrong. Ultimately, he needed a bone marrow transplant, and his father was a match. But at the time, a bone marrow transplant from a parent wasn't a proven safe treatment. And even though Hoffman himself was a well-connected doctor at Stanford, Crothers says he didn't know what to do.
He was calling around to various experts around the country. He actually was put in touch with the National Institutes of Health. He called them up and said, hey, this is the situation I'm in. What should I do? They put him in touch with a researcher in Seattle who was studying this very question and actually had data that hadn't been published yet.
The researcher advised Hoffman to do the transplant, and his son is now a healthy teen. But Crothers says Hoffman was troubled that even though the information was available, he had to work hard to find it.
He realized, I did all this remotely. All of the records, you know, could be uploaded on a CD or uploaded on the internet. We could send them to the appropriate person who could give their opinion. Why don't we create a platform like that for anyone to access, no matter where they are? And that's how Grand Rounds was born.
That was in 2012 in San Francisco. Grand Rounds now has offices in Nevada and most recently Lewiston, where Crothers works. The company contracts with local employers like Dead River in the state of Maine and national employers like Target and Walmart. Crothers says Grand Rounds functions kind of like a personal navigator when an employee has a healthcare question.
Based on our data and based on our resources, based on our technology, we will know who the best person is for that question, and we will get you there, and we will get you that answer, and we will hold your hand every step of the way.
Say an employee needs help finding a doctor. Crothers says Grand Rounds uses more than 6 billion data points from public and private sources to identify the top doctors in the area for the specific issue and will make the appointment. Or say an employee wants a second opinion on a diagnosis or treatment. Grand Rounds pulls together the medical records and matches the case with an expert.
What we've found, having done thousands of these second opinions, is that approximately 2/3 of the time, we actually do change the diagnosis or we do change the treatment.
That was the case for Melissa Spar.
I'm a business analyst with the Dead River Company.
Spar got a concussion in early January while skiing. She says her primary care doctor told her to take a week off of work and that full recovery could take anywhere from a few weeks to a few years. 3 months later, Spar, a normally active person, felt exhausted and sick most of the time.
You know, I can't walk a mile without feeling dizzy like I'm going to pass out or get a migraine or, you know, so my life had changed significantly.
Spar contacted Grand Rounds for a second opinion. Within a few days, an expert evaluated her records and recommended she see a neurologist. 8 days later, she had an appointment.
Every day while they were trying to get me into a neurologist, they checked all these different companies. And it's not like they just stuck me in with somebody. They researched and found a really good fit. And then after the appointment, they actually called me and interviewed me about how the doctor reacted and what were the questions. And before I went to the appointment, they gave me a list of questions to ask him so that I wouldn't forget to ask something that I didn't know to ask.
The doctor had Spar do occupational and physical therapy. She was also prescribed medication and glasses. It's been about a month, and Spar says she's finally functional again. Dead River's VP of Human Resources, Guy Langevin, says the company decided to contract with Grand Rounds after one especially frustrating experience trying to help a sick employee find proper care.
We tout our medical or health insurance as a benefit. Yet when you're going through something like this, it doesn't feel like much of a benefit.
But Grand Rounds, he says, makes health coverage feel like a benefit. Companies pay a flat fee per employee every month. Langevin says it's less than what Dead River pays for its phone bill, and the investment is worth it.
The savings for us is really the efficiency of their process. You know, they're going to send you to the best doctors, the right specialists for your problem.
Not every case saves money, but Gus Crothers says on average, Grand Rounds saves employers roughly $8,000 for every expert opinion it provides.
And the reason that happens is that healthcare in the U.S. is overdone. This is no secret. There is tremendous waste. There are lots of surgeries, especially elective surgeries, that are performed that aren't indicated. The incentives are not aligned between the patient, the payer, and the provider.
These are problems that Dr. Vikas Sani tries to improve as president of the Massachusetts-based Lown Institute, which seeks to reduce healthcare waste and overtreatment.
What they're doing in terms of gathering a huge database and trying to use algorithms to mine it to help improve care is very, very promising.
But Sani says the problems in the U.S. healthcare system need broader solutions.
Those hurdles are less about getting the right algorithm and a lot more about how we've organized the system, how we regulate the system, and obviously how we pay for things in the system.
Gus Crothers says in an ideal world, there wouldn't be a need for grand rounds. But under the current health system, he says it's a way to reduce costs, achieve better outcomes, and make patients and employees happy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.